Thank you, Chair. For the global business community, this entire article appears to ignore that statutes of limitation serve an essential purpose in ensuring that due process rights of defendants. These limitations are there to ensure that courts only consider cases that are supported by reliable witness and documentary evidence. As time goes by, memories fade, witnesses die, and documents are lost, and therefore bringing a case at this late stage will not lead to just results. This is why statutes of limitations are important, and jurisdictions routinely place such limits on claims, including human rights claims. Of course, in international law, there is a narrow exception to these general principles, violations of jus cogens norms. These norms include prohibition on actions that are universally considered so egregious that statutes of limitation are suspended. Article 10.1 appears to make an effort to recognize these exceptions, but its use of the term most serious crimes of concern is not one with any legal pedigree and therefore risks being interpreted too broadly. Therefore, the working group should consider replacing this term with violations of jus cogens norms and ensure alignment with UNGPD number 7. Article 10.2 appears to restrict states' ability to place statutes of limitations, focusing almost exclusively on the victim's perspective, all of which ignores the important due process principles that I mentioned earlier. We have previously argued that the use of the term victim here and elsewhere in the treaty text is not constrictive, so I will not retreat that ground. Therefore, this article should be redrafted to reflect a balance between the rights of plaintiffs and defendants. Therefore, I call on the working group to redraft this article with these concerns in mind. I thank you.